This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today, and I'm just, hey, there the air is. Okay, we'll turn down the air a little bit. It has gotten finally starting to get a little warm, but man, it's been beautiful. I mean, it's still beautiful out. I'm just inside a warmer car. But that's okay, because every time I'm warm, I remember what it was like to be cold. I am happy to be warm. It's been a good week. Everything's been pottering along. Haven't had any more global transient amnesia attacks. That's a good thing. So, been myself all week. Stuff is good and life moves on. Got a bunch of things accomplished this week, which is good. Got a bunch more to do, but you know, step at a time. We keep moving forward to do the best we can. So all is well there. Didn't have any great excitement this week. Just had a few things to take care of here and there. And we're still kind of finishing up some cleanup stuff with the new end of month process that went in, and had to do a little adjustment of some of the data, but it went fine. You know, we at first it looked bad, and of course my flesh was going, oh, this is really bad, and I just kept saying, shut up, I don't know if it's bad yet, let's go investigate. So I started investigating. And it wasn't any more than, I don't know, 10 minutes of investigation where it was like, oh, yeah, that marker, that tag is incorrect. So we had stuff tagged incorrectly that came over. It was easy to identify. It was easy to update. I went and checked with the lead programmer who had built the data transfer and said, now my understanding is da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he said, yes. I said, fine, I'll just run an update. We'll get this done. We'll fix it next month. So I ran the update, everything realigned, snapped back into position, and ta-da! So, yeah, so we like it when things are that easy. Had a couple of things like that this morning as well. I came in and our main K2 server had thrown a couple of errors, and I was looking at them going, oh, email errors. But apparently, it's about between 6 and 7 last night, there was some problem with connectivity, and we had some emails that were trying to be sent about that same time, and they just did not go out. So, you know, but I was writing this big long letter to the guy who supports the kind of systems server side, and then I thought, you know what, this little thought, why don't you just go try again? So I went over and I looked at it, I thought, man, we should have been sending more emails than that, but there was only the two errors, and so then I just hit the retry button and went through, checked the workflows afterwards, everything was fine. Ta-da! We like the easy ones. But that was that. So, all is well. Heading home for the weekend. Gonna get some writing done. Gonna get some reading done this weekend. I'm on finishing up. I put all the edits in for book 10. So I'm currently reading book 10, last read through. As soon as I get that done, I'll build the files, get them all uploaded to everybody, order some free copies, and then that'll be that, and I'll get back on book 11. I'm looking forward to getting back to book 11. It's going to be interesting to see how this all works out, because I'm not sure at this point. I know where I want to get. I'm just not sure all the paths I'm going to take to get there. But we'll get that resolved. It'll be fine. And then, you know, couple of more months here, we should be putting out the beta version of that, and then we start book 12, which is halfway. Book 12 is halfway, and it's falling well. It's going to fall good. So it's not where I thought it would be falling, but it's going to fall good. So it's going to, I think it's going to be fine. We'll see. Never know till you get there. had a really nice lunch today with a friend. She comes into town every couple of years for seminars. And whenever she's in town, she always likes to go out and have a meal with us. And so my wife came in and we took her out to lunch, and that was the only time she could meet with us, so we were happy to oblige. And got that done, had a nice breakfast with a friend this morning, had good breakfasts over the weekend last week, and I've got breakfast tomorrow and then Sunday both, or Saturday both. And so life is good. Got a breakfast with a friend on Monday, and then I've got a breakfast with a friend on next Friday and the next Saturday. Although my buddy that I'm getting together with a week from tomorrow, he may not make it. Because from what I understand, he and his beloved, I've got the hiccups. He and his beloved are currently in the hospital and baby is on the way. So I might need to find somebody to replace that one with. That's going to be July 5th, Friday, and it will be Uncle Sam Day. So, you know, I've got to find the right person to go to breakfast with, because, you know, not everybody likes sitting across from Uncle Sam in leggings, red and white striped leggings, and his blue, completely sequin-covered tuxedo coat. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun, fun. So all that's good. The writing's good. We're good. I think that's everything. I came across this article, and I was not even aware that this had happened. Because I didn't necessarily notice anything, or maybe if I did, I just thought, oh well, something's going on with our service provider. I mean, we do have internet slowdowns occasionally, not a lot. Our service provider, you know, is pretty good about keeping all the stuff up, and you know, we have really good internet for being 8 miles out in the country. Really good internet for being 8 miles out in the country. And so we're very grateful. But apparently there was some issues sometime around June the 2nd, because this article was written June the 7th and it said 5 days ago. And I bring up this article simply because, you know, this article warms my little heart. Because there are so many pieces in technology and it's so complex. And land almighty, there are so many ways that things can interact. And you look at somebody like a Google and they have So many computers. It's just astonishing. All the servers they have and the interactions among all those servers, it's just really astonishing. And they have best and brightest in the business, you know. Well, apparently, back on June the 2nd, as the article said, the internet had a conniption. In broad patches around the globe, YouTube sputtered, Spotify stores shut down, Snapchat blinked out, and millions of people couldn't access their Gmail accounts. The disruptions all stemmed from Google Cloud, which suffered a prolonged outage, which prevented Google engineers from pushing a fix. And so, for an entire afternoon and into the night, the internet was stuck in a crippling Ouroboros. I think Ouroboros is the snake that eats its tail. Google couldn't fix its cloud because Google's cloud was broken. This is one of those catch-22 deals. And in fact, the article, if you want to go look it up yourself, is called The Catch-22 That Broke the Internet. So, here's what happened. So, on 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, I think that's June the 2nd. Yeah, it would be June the 2nd. The company initiated what should have been a routine configuration change. So it's just a maintenance event intended for a few servers in one geographic region. When that happens, Google routinely reroutes jobs those servers are running to other machines, like customers switching lines at Target when a register closes. Or sometimes, importantly, it just pauses those jobs until the maintenance is over. Said what happened next gets technically complicated. It was a cascading combination of two misconfigurations and a software bug, but it had a simple upshot. Rather than that small cluster of servers blinking out temporarily, Google's automation schedule software descheduled network control jobs in multiple locations. So, they said, think of the traffic running through Google's cloud like cars approaching the Lincoln Tunnel, and in that moment, its capacity effectively went from 6 tunnels to 2. Said, even still, everything held steady for a couple of minutes. Google's network, and this is, I didn't know this, Google's network is designed to fail static, which means even after a control plane has been descheduled, it can function normally for a small period of time. It wasn't long enough. By 2:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this happened. And then they show the graphs, and it's like outages, slowdowns, all over the place. So here's what's even more interesting. Said, in moments like this, not all traffic fails equally. Google has automated systems in place to ensure that when it starts sinking, the lifeboats fill up in a specific order. Quote, the network became congested and our network systems correctly triaged the traffic overload and dropped larger, less latency sensitive traffic in order to preserve smaller latency traffic flows, the Google Vice President of Engineering said on a debrief. So, what happened was, is Google prioritized, for instance, its search functionality, because they don't want you going somewhere else for search. That's its bread and butter. So you put through a search, you didn't even notice anything was happening. But, according to this guy, when this happened, Google Cloud lost nearly a third of its traffic, which is why third parties like Shopify got nailed. YouTube lost 2.5% of views in a single hour. 1% of Google Gmail users ran into issues. But Google search was just fine. Yeah. So anyways, so this went on. What then happened, it just warms my little heart. So he said, but those decisions don't apply to the sites and services you saw failing last week. In those moments, Google has to triage among not just user traffic, but also the network's control plane, which tells the network where to route traffic, and management traffic, which encompasses the sort of administrative tools that engineers would need to correct, say, a configuration problem that knocks a bunch of internet that knocks a bunch of the internet offline. So in other words, the tools that they needed to get in and fix this problem didn't get escalated. You know, they got deallocated. And, you know, honestly, management traffic, because it is quite large, someone is quoted as saying, is you have to be careful. It's a little bit scary to prioritize that because it eats up the network if something wrong happens with your management tools. It's kind of a catch-22 that happens with network management. Which is exactly, the article says, what played out on Sunday. Google says its engineers were aware of the problem within 2 minutes, and yet debugging the problem was significantly hampered by a failure of tools competing over the use of the now congested network. Furthermore, the company wrote, the scope and scale of the outage and the collateral damage to tooling as a result of the network congestion made it initially difficult to precisely identify, impact, and communicate accurately with customers. Woo! I am so thankful I don't work for Google. Can you imagine the frantic scrambling that is going on at that point? The fog of war, as someone calls it, meant that Google didn't formulate a diagnosis until 4 Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m., which was hours after the trouble began. Another hour later, at 5, it rolled out a new configuration to steady the ship. By 6:15, the network started to recover, and by 7, it was back to business as usual. So they did get recovered, but you're basically looking at, what, a 4.5-hour outage. Now, what's interesting is they go on at the end of the article, and they say they're trying to put in the appropriate safeguards to make sure this doesn't happen again, yada, 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 yada. But there are so many pieces. There are so many pieces to all of this. They said, still, it's unclear whether Google or any cloud provider can avoid like collapses like this entirely. Networks don't have infinite capacity. They all make choices about what keeps working and what doesn't in times of stress. And what's remarkable about Google's cloud outage isn't the way the company prioritized, but that it has been so open and precise about what went wrong. Compare that to Facebook's hours of downtime one day in March, which the company attributed to a, quote, server configuration change that triggered a cascading series of issues, period. So, they end the article by saying that we should, as always, take the latest cloud-based downtime as a reminder of how much of what you experience as the internet lives on servers owned by a handful of companies, and that companies are run by humans, and that humans make mistakes. Yes, we do. Some of which can ripple out much further than it seems anything close to reasonable. Yes, they can. I'm always grateful because the people I work with, everyone stays pretty calm. You know, when something happens, months and months and months ago after we put up the K2 server, Microsoft released an update and it came in and it just clobbered our K2 server. You know, but the guy who looks after that stuff, he just worked along and I just informed people and said, hey, there was a Microsoft update, clobbered a bunch of stuff, we're working on it, you know, apologize for the inconvenience. I mean, we were all rejoicing when we got it back up later that day, but it, you know, that stuff's gonna happen. It's just gonna happen. And if Google can't protect themselves from that kind of stuff. Yeah, no one else is going to, because best and brightest work at Google. So, you know, we just keep going one step at a time. We just keep moving forward, doing the best we can do, leaving our hands, our lives in the hands of Jesus. And then we move forward. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.